You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is The Burt Show.
So if you're in a relationship right now, I read an article this morning that makes total sense to me, and I don't mean to freak you out, but tis the season, okay, for breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
This is it right here. This is the week, actually.
The week. Why this week?
Well, think about it. You got Christmas right around the corner here, and mm-hmm. your window of breaking up close to Christmas,
mm-hmm.
you really have to ask yourself, look, you probably have this week to the end, what, the 7th? Because even the 15th is too close to Christmas to break up.
I would have thought already you're in the no breakup zone, because I would have thought that has to happen before Thanksgiving.
I would think so, but I do think you have a small window here.
In
like, if you just can't take it anymore, this would be the week to get out.
Well, there was
that bad.
I had never heard it before, but the term turkey drop, that was this weekend?
Yeah.
What's
the
that?
The turkey drop is when you break up with people on
Thanksgiving weekend to get out of the holiday.
That's awesome.
Obligations.
Oh, so you would like turkey drop on Wednesday, and then you can do whatever you want on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the holiday. Like, your time to break up was this past weekend.
Now, I still think that if you didn't break up this weekend going into Thanksgiving, you did your time. I still think that this week is the only week that you have through New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
This is it.
And some say even if extend it through Valentine's. I mean, like, you know, the whole idea of breaking up is the holiday season really goes into Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
but you got time in between New Year's and Valentine's. That's a lot of weeks. That's what, 6 weeks in between that?
Yeah, I guess you could.
So you could do it, but you're right. Between now, Christmas to New Year's, you're sticking it through the New Year's kiss.
This is it. So you really got to make a commitment this week. Like, if you're in, you're in for the next 4 weeks. Plus, you're in on a relationship where you're going to spend money.
Because think about
this.
You
really have to, like, put on an Academy Award for the next month.
Yeah, because Valentine's Day would be a little touchy, because if you were with somebody and you got them a nice Christmas gift and you had a really romantic New Year's, then... I mean, you do feel kind of obligated through Valentine's.
If you're teetering to jump off the diving board,
this
though,
is it.
I think you got to do it now.
See, yeah.
Today is the what, 30th?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Today's the 30th.
So you start the month fresh.
Tomorrow is the 1st.
Yeah, just rip it off like a Band-Aid.
It's the 4th on Friday. I see you have until Friday.
Or even through the weekend, but come Monday.
4th is exactly 3 weeks until Christmas. That seems too close.
I think today, because it's still November,
even though
I think it's got to be today. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like three weeks before Christmas and 2 weeks before Christmas sound like totally different stories.
See, I even think 3 weeks is too close. I think 3 weeks.
You're right, it is. But I mean, if you're talking to two people and one of them tells you that they were broken up with 2 weeks before Christmas, and the other one says 3, it seems like light years different.
I think here's
it's going to be a rainy Monday. Do it today.
The way the story is going to be told is if you do the breakup today, the breakup happens before midnight tonight, you got broken up with right after Thanksgiving. But if it happens tomorrow or later, you broke up with me right before Christmas.
Yes, true.
I would take right after Thanksgiving.
Because that's December thing, so you got
to... I think today.
Today is the say no to love day.
Today is prime time.
Yep.
I mean, if you really want to be lazy about it, because the idea to break up usually happens, and then it takes days, weeks, if not months, to actually execute.
Mm-hmm. You got to squint your eyes and do it today. Just push through it.
Hey, John, good morning. You're right. I wonder if we could find anybody that would rather be in a bad relationship right now. Just like, you know he doesn't want to be in it, but you would just rather go through the motions and have him break up right after New Year's.
Rather than be broken up with right now. I'm sure there's a ton of women who feel that way. And they even feel mediocre about the relationship, but they're like, I don't feel like explaining
it
to my family.
And the parties and all that stuff. But
like, if you're gonna break up with the dude like right after January, are you sticking it out this month?
Depends on how long you've been dating. If you've been together several years, you're riding it through.
You got to ride it through.
But I think under a year, you're probably ready to bounce right now. But
But you have office parties that you need dates to. You're not going to break up right now.
I want to talk to the people that already know it's over. January 2nd, this thing's over. All right. 404-741-Q100. But
ouch.
But like Jen said, you've been in the relationship 2 or 3 years.
You're like, I don't want to explain it to my mother.
I'm going to stick it out. But you know, January 2nd, the first call you're making is, I never want to see you again.
Mm-hmm.
I hate you. Oh. And I've hated you for 3 months.
Move out.
Hey, John, what's going on?
Not too much. How are y'all doing?
Good, man. What's up?
No, I was going to go back there. About 3 or 4 years ago, I was dating a girl for about 2 years, and she broke up with me on Christmas morning.
Oh, no.
You can't do that.
Violation.
And I already had reservations at the Westin for New Year's Eve and had planned to go pick out the engagement ring the next weekend.
Why was she so desperate that that was the day? Like, did you guys get into a small, bubbling argument that turned into something huge?
No idea as far as I know. She still won't ever tell me to this day what happened.
Wow.
I've got a theory, but I don't want to tell you because it'll hurt your feelings.
Well, you can
tell us. Go ahead.
Don't tell him. Tell us.
Is it possible that she had another dude and she wanted to spend that Christmas day with him?
I have no idea, but she never returned any phone calls, and her friends and everything said that she just didn't want to be with anybody for that period of time. But
damn.
I don't know. I think she was cheating on me, but I don't know.
Damn, that hurts.
Christmas morning. God, that's brutal. That's rude.
I told you, Chandra and I broke up on Valentine's Day. I just couldn't take it anymore. We were at Valentine's night dinner.
When did you get back together? How many days after that?
The next day.
2 hours later.
It was at, I'll never forget it, Houston's.
Did you make a scene?
It was one of those under the breath arguments. And it was, you had to sit through the whole Valentine's dinner basically quiet.
Made the waiter uncomfortable.
And you're looking at all the other tables and the couples are like holding hands.
It's been 17 years. I still dislike her so much.
Right. Not now, over the anger, huh?
I'm getting so pissed.
Let it go, dude. Let it go. Careful,
Wendy's about to throw a glass of water on you.
Hey, Amy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Well, I guess my whole story is my husband and I both kind of decided on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, that we were going to get a divorce. I packed up like all my stuff, what I could fit in my car, and I left, and I have my dog.
You just couldn't take one more family gathering?
No, just couldn't do it. The kid, he had kids from like previous marriage, and I don't have any kids, that kind of threw a big kink in it.
So you decided, look, as soon as the holidays are over, we already know this is over, but we'll go through the motions for everybody, but come January 2nd, that's it. We're filing.
Right. Well, I'm already out. I'm not with him anymore. I'm unfortunately had to move back home, but, my dad's awesome, so he's like, just come on home. So I did, and we're going to wait until after the holidays to file the papers and everything.
Okay.
But at least you cut out now.
Yeah, right. A lot of time invested right there. Hey, Lisa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, I really need to break up with him because he's 22 and I'm 38.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. How long have you been seeing each other?
2 years.
Since he was 20?
Wow.
Wow.
He hit the cougar jackpot. Now, was this like a serious emotional relationship or was this like a boy toy of yours?
No, at first it started out just like something fun, something to do, great sex. All of that. Then it turned into a relationship, which, of course, he's so young. It's like I'm more serious than he is, so it's time to back it up. But I don't want to be alone for Christmas.
Well, why don't you just go over to his parents' house when he gets his new bike?
his little radio flyer.
Uh-huh. You guys could spend the night in his room together, and then come down in your pajamas, and mom and dad could take a picture of him coming around the corner like they have for the past 11 years of his life.
His little footy PJs on.
Yeah, and you can help him the night before. You can help him put the milk and cookies out for Sienna.
And then at Christmas dinner, you can cut his meat.
Uh-huh. So you would rather be with this guy knowing that it's over after the holidays than be alone on Christmas.
Yeah, I really would.
Because you're not miserable.
I'm not miserable, but...
You're just over it.
Is he giving you the Heisman or what?
Yeah.
Because you're being too serious. You want a relationship, and he wanted just to have fun.
Yeah, and at first it started out both of us just wanted to have fun. Then he wanted to be serious. I think he's over it, and I'm kind of over it too, but... man, the sex is so good.
Now, are That'll you, keep you around. I know. Are I understand.
You gonna, yeah. Are you going to be mad if he breaks up with you before the holiday?
I'm going to be PO'd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh. So, I want to do it first. I want to be the cougar that lets the young one go.
Right.
Then you need to do it today.
Do it today. Today,
today is still November.
Yeah, today is your day. I mean, this is breakup day. We should officially make this some kind of holiday.
This is breakup
yeah.
day.
You've got plenty of time to wrap up a new present under the tree.
Have, you know, like, what time are you going to wrap up? Mm-hmm. What time are you going to wrap up work tonight?
I am off of work today.
Okay. What time is he out of school? What time is last bell?
What time are you picking him up at the bus stop?
That is so funny. It's so wrong.
Is he available, like, tonight? Because I'm thinking, hook him up a couple more times tonight and then let him go.
Okay, I'll do that.
Like at midnight tonight.
Will you call us tomorrow and see if you could act, let us know if you could do it?
Call us tomorrow and let us know you didn't do it.
Because Jeff is right. I probably won't. But, okay, I'm going to try. I'm really going to try. Okay. But if we have sex, it's over. I can't do it.
Right. So, you know, let them.
Being honest. All these women be like, oh, we're just, you know, it's not the sex. It's just pure sex. That's all it is.
Well, whatever
well,
you do.
Why can't you continue to do that then? Why can't you just continue to have sex with the guy but date
him?
Not
a relationship.
You can't. You
because
cut
now
it.
I've developed feelings for this mm-hmm. young guy, and that's not right.
Break up.
You gotta let him go today. Today's breakup day.
It's November okay. breakup.
Now,
I will try.
Break up.
Happy breakup
break
day.
Just make sure between now and the time you're going to talk to him, you or he doesn't hear the new R. Kelly song, because that will make it impossible to break up.
He's going to break up with you if you don't do it.
I think so, too.
All right, get it done
the trigger.
Today. At
well,
least
I have to see him today around 1 o'clock, so.
All right. Cool. Yeah. One last present for him, and then you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll try.
By 1:30, you should be single.
Can we talk
so
to you?
We don't have sex.
Let's talk tomorrow morning and see if you actually did it or not.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Okay.
She totally won't.
I guarantee she has sex with that guy. She's not going to break up with that dude.
This is The Burt Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.